This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by AltaPoint Health, the local business podcast, featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make businesses successful.
Welcome into Businesses in Our Backyard. It is the podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, David McCurley, and today I have the pleasure of being with some fine ladies from Sylacauga Health and Rehab. And, of course, Shannon Faircloth and Dawn Cromer are here with me. How are you guys doing today?
Awesome. We're doing great.
Well, we want to talk about Sylacauga Health and Rehab because there's a lot of, in my opinion, a lot of people who think that they want to use the word nursing home, and it's really not. Tell us a little bit about Sylacauga Health and Rehab, Shannon.
Well, we are a long-term care facility. We do have what's called nursing home residents, but we're long-term care for residents who need to be with us for a long-term period. Plus, we have rehabilitation services for short-term stays, and we also have an assisted living facility on campus.
Yeah, and the assisted living is a nice place. I'm here to tell you, I've been through there.
It's a hidden gem, I think.
It really is. And of course, Shannon is the executive director, and Dawn, she is the clinical liaison. Tell us a little bit about what that means, Dawn. What do you do?
I am usually the first contact for families or case managers at the hospital for residents or people in our community who are looking for those services, the rehab services when they've had hip surgeries, had a fall, had a decline, or if they have had a situation where they just can't take care of mom or dad anymore due to jobs or life situations, and they're looking for somewhere where we can provide 24-hour nursing care or the assisted living where we have several services up there for them to provide laundry and dietary, things like that, just somewhere for mom or dad or their loved one to be taken care of.
And you mentioned that, their loved one to be taken care of. How big of a reward is it when you see a family that can relax knowing that their loved one is taken care of?
You know, and that's kind of the way to say it, really, is our goal is to make sure that whoever is there with us, when you leave your person there, the person that you love the most, that you're comfortable knowing that they're taken care of when you're gone. It's really rewarding to get to see everything in real time. You know, Not every job is real time.
Right.
A lot of jobs, you don't see the rewards until later. And, you know, a lot of these folks are, not all of them, in their 80s. We've got residents who are in their 40s that live with us because of whatever, like Dawn said, life circumstance or health condition. And it's nobody's retirement plan is nursing home.
Right.
That's never where anybody plans to live out the rest of their days. And we just want to make it as much home as we possibly can. And it's family. And it's rewarding every day to go in and know that we're taking care of people that not just you love, but we love.
Right. And Dawn, I'll ask you this too. For people who are watching and listening, how is this, what is the process like when someone first comes to you or to Shannon to ask, to find out how to get their loved one to Sylacauga Health and Rehab? Is it a long process? How quick can it be? I know it's different circumstances, but talk about that a little bit.
It is different in every circumstance. A lot of times it's according to where that loved one is. If they're in a hospital or if they're at home, it's according to what's going on with that patient at the time or that resident at the time. We have to gather, you know, clinicals, and we have to gather certain information. But that's what we're there for, is to help them through the process. Sometimes we are able to do it very quickly. A lot of times it's according to their circumstances. If they need something done, we do it as quickly as we can. We try to accommodate anything that we can help each other through. So that's what we work together with the community, and we work together with that person that's coming in. If they're in a hospital, we work with those case managers and that family, and usually can meet their needs pretty quickly.
And I want to tell everybody, Sylacauga Health and Rehab is right there on Fort Williams before you get to the shopping center there, the Victorian Village. It's been there for a long time. How many residents do you have there? What is capacity there?
Capacity is 149.
Wow.
There at the skilled part. And then the assisted living, we can house around 30.
Wow.
We have about 18 right now at assisted living, and we have close to 130 at the wow. skilled nursing part.
So you're pretty much almost to capacity at the nursing part. I got to ask this because a lot of people may want to know. How does insurance play a part in this? Is that a lot of red tape or is it pretty easy to work with?
Well, and it's kind of going back to what Dawn was saying about that's part of what takes some time mm-hmm. At admission, depending on the situation. If you have a Medicare Advantage plan, those things have to be prior approved. So we have to send in authorizations for rehab and therapy services. It can take 24 hours up to 72 hours to get approval from those insurance companies. Medicare, it's not quite as difficult when you have the original Medicare program. We can get somebody into the facility within 12 to 24 hours, depending on their insurance and making certain that the doctor is certified that that's what they need.
Right.
It is some red tape. You know, anytime you're dealing with bureaucracy and insurance, it can be a lot of hoops to jump through. But Dawn's an old pro with it. Christy Hollenquist in our business office, she's really good at helping navigate some of those loopholes. And if you're coming straight from home and you're not getting therapy services to begin with, you know, if you're fortunate enough to be able to private pay, that's a very smooth and easy transition. If you're looking at the Medicaid application process, it can be pretty daunting. But we do have lots of staff members who are kind of old pros with it and can walk you through each step and stage.
Really quick, Dawn, website or how does somebody look up or get in touch or start the process?
Well, our main website is nolanhealth.com.
Okay. But
if they want to get in touch with me directly, they can always call Sylacauga Health and Rehab and we can get the process started. Or if they have questions or need a tour, they can always call and ask to come and tour the facility. And I have a direct number to my office, which is 256-207-3038. But our main number to our facility is 256-245-7402.
All right. We're going to step aside and take a break. And when we come back in the second half, we're going to ask both of these ladies what they like about their job. Also about some stumbling blocks that they could run into, some things that are challenging. We'll do that. And if you are looking for employment at Sylacauga Health and Rehab, I'm sure that they'll be able to assist us with that as well. We'll be back with the second half of Businesses in Our Backyard with Shannon and Miss Dawn from Sylacauga Health and Rehab in just a moment.
Sylacauga and Childersburg have three great radio stations, Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now, back to the conversation.
This is Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and we've got Shannon Faircloth and Dawn Cromer with us today from Sylacauga Health and Rehab. I got to ask you, it is rewarding to know that someone's loved one is taken care of. Maybe they've had to take care of them for several years, or maybe it's somebody that doesn't have any family here and needs that care. It's got to be rewarding, but I'm going to tell you what, Shannon, it's got to be a big undertaking too. What's challenging about your job?
Well, and I can tell you it's kind of twofold with some of the challenges are actually some of the rewards too.
Yeah.
You know, it's a difficult thing to decide you need to live in the nursing home.
Right.
To decide that you need long-term care. Most of the time it's, you know, people my age don't get to retire anytime soon.
You're right.
And it's you know, your people are working longer, so it's harder to take care of your loved ones at home. It's a very daunting task there, and it can be so overwhelming. But it's just as overwhelming to make the choice to come to a long-term care facility. And helping people with those adjustments and transitions is extremely rewarding. And to see residents who live with us who got to make those choices for themselves and to choose.
And I'll ask Dawn, you talked about some of the challenges as well and how long it takes, and sometimes it's shorter. But what do you like about your job? What gratification do you get from helping these folks?
Really just being there with them step by step and making them feel comfortable and explaining everything so that it's not so scary. That way I can tell them why we're getting the documentation, why we're doing everything that we're doing, and what comes next. Kind of preparing them for what is coming, if mom or dad, what we expect, our adjustment periods, just the services that we have and what they'll be doing while they're there. That's why I always encourage the tours and come in and see what our residents are doing while they are there, so that they see it's not just a hospital room.
Right. And, you know, I have a family member who's 85, and if he were to be put there, it would really, I don't know if it would scare him, but it would be totally different, you know. So I'm glad that you all do things the way you do to make it comfortable. What about employment? You've got to have great people to want to do this too, Shannon.
I agree with you. You know, we have a wonderful staff. I think for the most part, the people who work there because it's a calling, not just a job.
Right.
You know, the ladies, the gentlemen who take care of the residences, the certified nursing assistants, they're the building blocks of what we do. And it's a tough job. It's hard to provide that daily assistance that people need with showers and baths and toileting, trying to keep people on their feet and walking as much as they can. You know, people think about giving up independence when they come to a long-term care facility. And what we want to do is help you keep as much independence as you can. And those ladies and gentlemen that work there are the ones that do that hands-on day-to-day.
Well, talk about, do you have places for employment now if somebody would like to? What kind of training? Talk about that.
We do. We have openings in nursing services with nurses and CNAs. We actually conduct CNA classes, and it is free. So you're actually earning money and working there with us while you're taking the courses and learning how to become that certified nursing assistant. All of those applications can be found on nolanhealth.com, or you can show up at the building and we'll help you apply there. We have openings in the building anywhere from dietary and housekeeping, laundry services, to the nursing services. We have a few openings at the assisted living facility where they assist with the daily care and medication administration. So all of those things are there and available. And like I said, you can find it all on nolanhealth.com under job opportunities.
And I'll ask both of you this. I'll ask Dawn first. Where would you like to see Silicaga Health and Rehab several years down the road?
Just to continue to grow our family, our work family to continue to grow, but also our residents to have more people come in and see what it is like to live in a facility like that. Our assisted living really could stand to grow a little bit further, but we just have such a big community between our long-term facility and our assisted living facility and our residents. We are all just one big family, so I'd just like to see that family get a lot bigger.
Absolutely. I'll ask you the same thing, Shannon.
Well, and I kind of want to echo what she said, but I'll also say, you know, we've been there for a long time.
Yeah.
And we're part of Noland Health Services, who they started up in 1913. So we're with a company who is rich in history and tradition, rich in that care. And we want to build on that and continue to be there. So I kind of want to say in 10 years, I want us to be right where we are. We want to be that community partner and bring the community into us and a population that sometimes is forgotten. You know, we have so much to learn from this older generation. And I would love to encourage younger people, come visit.
Well, and working with those folks is like I said, it is such a blessing. It's a calling. But also with most everybody that's there are older, and you have to see them pass away. That's got to be a tough part, not only for the family, but for someone that your employees are taking care of for several years. It's almost like losing a family member.
It is losing a family member, but it is such a blessing to be a part of that. It really, truly is to know, you know, I love these long elastic ties in working in the community that we live in. You know, I got to see the lady who was my preschool administrator, my principal. I can remember her putting me in the corner when I wouldn't stop talking during nap time. but I got to hold her hand right before she passed away.
Wow.
And those long elastic ties are just such a wonderful feeling and to have, and to be able to be there at the beginning and the end with somebody. It really is a miracle, and it's just quite a blessing.
Well, I certainly want to thank both of you all for coming. Any one thing that people, let's say the public, may not know about your facility? Is there something, Dawn, that you might want to bring to the attention of people who are watching? Or is there something that they maybe need to prepare for in this case?
Not really prepare for, but like I said, just come in, come visit us and see the socialization between if you're worried about what life is like for your loved one while they're there, come in and see what we do. Come in and see where they go to activities. Come see where we have residents that live on four different halls in our facility that will all, several of them will meet up in different places so that they can visit with each other and they have that friendship. They have their own community inside of our facility. So it's not just go somewhere for long-term care and you're stuck in that same place all the time. They live life there too, and we live our lives with them. We have those activities with them. We have those friendships with them. We know what they like, what they don't like. We all work together so that we can make their home as happy as possible.
Absolutely. Well, we want to thank both of you all for coming today. Shannon Faircloth, the executive director, and of course, Dawn Cromer, the clinical liaison for Sylacauga Health and Rehab. Thank you for coming today. I hope you've enjoyed this.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
And you too, Dawn. I hope everything is well. And you need to go visit them, not only if you just have a family member that is there, want to maybe get a family member there. Like Dawn said, you need to go out and just see what takes place during the day, because I'm sure it's not just a job. It's a calling.
Absolutely.
And we take volunteers all the time also to come and spend time, come and do activities with them as well.
So. Absolutely. So, hey, if you need a friend, you know, come on out to Sylacauga Health and Rehab. You can have a bunch of them, can't you?
That's absolutely right.
Come on out. Thank you for both of these ladies coming today from Sylacauga Health and Rehab. This has been Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and we'll have another edition of Businesses in Our Backyard later, but make sure you share this with your friends. Make sure that you give us a 5-star rating on Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by AltaPoint Health. The show is hosted by David McCurley, directed, produced, and edited by Michael Giddens. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.